Hey guys, I'm back from a fall trip to the beach. Got a cold. I've got a cold. I've got to say happy birthday to Steve, one of my biggest listeners. He's actually not that big of a guy, but he is one of my most prolific listeners. And I got to say happy birthday to him. It is weeks late. I'm weeks late on all my birthday shout-outs this year to all of my top listeners, actually, from the Patreon. Taish Naish, LT, whose birthday was recently. I missed it. JW, out on Peachtree Street. Missed that birthday. This is the closest I can get to Steve's. So I'm going to drop this little tune for Steve. Happy birthday, Steve. Oh, and by the way, there's diarrhea at the end of the song. I look back through my notes. I made this song like years ago, just screwing around. And I looked through my notes. There's nothing in there. I can't really figure out what the point of this was. But my computer's full of these little songs and like little skits and just little sound effects and things that say like happy birthday Dante, happy birthday Jessica, and they're just these short little weird, stupid, terrible songs. And for a while there, like looking through the files, for some reason, for a good like month or two, all the songs would say happy birthday Dante and then in parentheses with diarrhea at the end. And I don't know what led to that. I did it and I can't tell you what it was. It probably wasn't even that long ago. It was probably in 2020. In fact, I guarantee it was in 2020. But anyway, I have no idea why I did that. So anyway, like I said, happy birthday, Steve, with diarrhea.
Hey, Steve, happy birthday, man.
Hey, Steve, it's your birthday. I hope you had a great day. Hey, Steve, it's your birthday. I hope you had a great day.
I hope you had a great day, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve. Happy birthday, Steve. Happy birthday, Steve. Happy birthday, Steve. Happy birthday, Steve.
All right, check it out. So, all right, so I'm back from Jekyll Island. For those of you who don't know, Jekyll Island, Georgia, is a tiny little barrier island off the coast on the southeastern sort of corner of Georgia. It's about a 7 mile long, or you know, if you were to go all the way around, I think it's about 7 miles, and it is Glynn County, Georgia. Of course, we got a lot of counties in Georgia, just so you know. I'm not bragging, but we got a lot of counties in our state, okay? So don't ask why. But we had a big UFO hunt down there, and it was exciting, and it's part of a trip for the Georgia-Florida game that I've been a part of that has been going on concurrently since 1996, and it's been, it was originally centered around the football game, but then things got pretty sad in the Georgia-Florida matchup, and Georgia started losing, and we started having sad times, and, you know, police, and, you know, quaaludes, and people being, you know, chained to things, and jumping off of boats into the river, and so we stopped going to Jacksonville as much for the game, and we would hang out. We just hung out in Jekyll Island the whole time. It's always the last weekend in October. We've been doing it since 96. It's been in Jekyll Island since the early 2000s. Not exactly sure what year. This year, we took our 9-month-old child. So that was exciting and made things a lot more laid back for me, you know, which is nice because normally I just nap a lot and hang out with my friends and play guitar and walk on the beach and throw the football. But we had a 9-month-old baby this time. So, you know. Anyway, I turned it into a UFO hunt the last few years. When the minefield was created, the podcast,
the
social movement, Taish Naish, Meditation Nation, all that stuff, Reddit, 4chan, 8chan, you know, all paying a lot of attention to us, a lot of downloads. We started to drift away from true crime and into UFO territory. We started as a meditation podcast, and we were sort of forced into true crime when our intern, Trey, went missing. He's still missing, by the way. That was in early 2020. So here we sit in almost late 2021. We haven't actually laid eyes upon Trey. We've exchanged emails with a person who says that they're Trey. We're not sure. But Trey sort of brought us a little bit into the UFO world, because apparently that's kind of what he turned his life to when he left. But I will say that his passion is contagious, because Trey's Instagram, Trey's Twitter, and Trey's blog, UFOshots.com, all really intrigued me. And the passion it really was contagious. And I started getting into it as well. I had never been hunting ever in my life. And I also never really was into UFOs. But this somehow brought those two things together, and I started the annual Jekyll Island UFO hunt. And it's been super exciting. We've even taken the show on the road. We did Guilford, Connecticut. We visited Acadia, Maine, Birmingham, Alabama. We've done UFO hunts. We've done UFO hunts in Washington, Wilkes, Georgia. It's been really exciting. So we did another one. And, you know, sometimes you just strike out, folks. We fired off a couple rounds. We have nothing to show for it. We saw some UFOs, and it was a fun trip, you know, and I did, you know, I shot left-handed because I was holding the baby, you know, and I can't wait till next year. But what I did do is take a bunch of the audio, sort of mishmash, chop it up, and deliver it to you in collage form. I had a recorder running 24 hours a day from Wednesday night to Sunday morning. And I had, you know, static cams, UFO cams, CCTV, like motion activated, black light, everything. And we just didn't get a lot. We didn't come away with a lot. We did fire off some celebratory rounds at the end after Georgia. Just really, really, really put what we call the funk on Florida. Where I'm from, we would say they put the funk on them. And they really did. So we fired off a couple of rounds. Here's my collage of our 2021 Jekyll Island, Georgia UFO hunt. And what, like,
fecal transplants are a big deal in the microbiome.
I mean, it's just it's a classical case, I think, of better safe than sorry, you know? You don't want to...
Those trees are huge.
Maybe you're right in the wrong situation, or maybe not be wrong in the right situation. I'm trying to remember. No, better need it, not have it, you know?
Perfect, yeah.
This is a cool place. Don't fall asleep.
Stay up a little bit longer.
That's Saint Son. No, that's... Look. follow my arm. That's a UFO. Well, what I'm saying is shoot it. Dogs? The dogs are just like, by the way, the dogs are all asleep.
It's amazing. While I was putting the collage together, I got sick. Like a different sick. I got daycare sick while I was like putting the collage together after getting a cold after coming back from Jekyll Island. It's amazing. This daycare thing is blowing my mind. It's so helpful because without it, I don't know how we would get any work done. But I don't know if I can take getting sick, you know, twice a month. How long does this go on? If you want to send me an email, actually, theminefieldpodcast@gmail.com, I'd love to know, as a new parent, how long does the sick daycare thing go on? Because my son is actually not getting sick as much as I am, like, which is great, honestly. I would much rather be sick than him be sick, because when he was sick, it was awful, and I felt so bad about it. But it's really messing things up for me. I don't work, I don't get paid, et cetera, et cetera. And also, it's just depressing. Just I've been sick, you know, at least once a month the last 5 months, I think. It's affecting the podcast, I know that. Coming up next week, we have an interesting story I've been working on for a long time. It's the one-year anniversary of a guy's birthday in Atlanta who is a friend I met through my wife. And for his big 40th birthday, I think it was 2 years ago, his wife rented a party bus. And I have a motion sickness issue. I apparently also have like all kinds of health problems. I didn't even realize until I started telling you guys on this podcast. But I have motion sickness that I suffer from severely. And I decided to go on the party bus to celebrate this guy's birthday 2 years ago. I didn't even make it to the first stop before things got very interesting. So I'm going to tell you all about it. It's a podcast I've been working on for the last 2 months. It involves a lot of sound effects and music and lots of little background things that took me a long time to work on. So we're coming back. More Minefield, more meditation, more true crime, more UFOs, more parenting. And next week, a lot more vomit. This time on a bus. We've had a lot of bus related, like bodily function related incidents in this season. You're now leaving the minefield.
It's MF 21.